Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Today is Monday, October 26th, and you've joined us for another edition of Daily Drop Radio, where we gather Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 12 noon Eastern, 9 Pacific, to hear another drop of education and get a little bit of inspiration to help us live healthier, empowered lives, thanks to the natural solutions that we get from the certified pure therapeutic-grade essential oils. Today, we have a speaker on Monday. We talk about the product itself and how we can utilize essential oils. We will be back again on Wednesday, where we're talking about personal and professional development and what does it mean to be a wellness advocate in this world. So today being the topic, today being product called, we have a guest speaker. His name is Kim Samari. She is a doTERRA Silver, and she's a fantastic individual. We're really excited to hear her out here today. And she's going to be talking more about hormones and balancing mood. But let me just go ahead and bring her out. Kim, are you with us? And what do you have to share with us today?
So actually, I was going to talk about hormone imbalance, what we can do in general, and immune boosting as well. Okay, so first I'd like to talk about the hormone balance for both women and men, just kind of some great products that we have that can be really beneficial. And then after that, I would like to talk about keeping our kids healthy and some other great products for them as well. So starting with the hormone balance and why that's important, the main reason is that it plays a vital role in creating health and well-being in our body. Beginning as a young adult, almost every function of the body is controlled by hormones, so it's very important that we maintain a balance of normal levels for both physical and emotional health. So estrogen and progesterone are particularly important for teens and women, and will influence overall health throughout her lifetime. So, for example, high estrogen production in young women can result in significant issues related to menstruation, while the production of too little estrogen can impact many aspects of a woman's reproductive health and can later be a contributing factor to the health challenges that many women experience during and after menopause. So by balancing estrogen levels, it will help minimize monthly mood swings and hormone fluctuations associated with menopause, as well as just support healthy bones, heart, breast tissue, and other body structures and functions as a woman ages. Statistics show that almost 80% of women suffer some kind of hormone imbalance, with the majority of these being caused by side effects of poor diet, medication, synthetic hormones, pollutants in the atmosphere, everyday stress, and poor healthcare support. So some of the most common symptoms that women will see with a hormone imbalance are weight gain or trouble losing weight, increased belly fat and loss of muscle mass, low libido, fatigue, anxiety, irritability and depression, migraines, insomnia and poor sleep patterns, sweating and hot flashes, digestion problems, and food cravings. So one of the great products that we have for women's hormones is the Phytoestrogen Lifetime Complex. This comes in a capsule. It's a blend of standardized plant phytoestrogens from soy and pomegranate extracts that support hormone balance gently and naturally. It also contains concentrated flaxseed lignans to help manage the potentially harmful byproducts of estrogen metabolism. Hormones are metabolized in the liver, creating bioactive metabolites, and maintaining a healthy ratio of estrogen metabolites is critical to a woman's health. An imbalance of some harmful metabolites can actually increase a woman's risk of certain types of cancer as she ages. And we're often exposed to something called xenoestrogens, which are endocrine disruptors that mimic estrogen in the body. These can be found in a lot of body care and cleaning products. Many women also use synthetic hormones like birth control pills. So those would be examples of harmful forms of estrogen that may cause an imbalance in our body. Phytoestrogens are compounds that are naturally found in plants and have similar properties to estrogen produced in the body, and they can bind with estrogen beta receptor cells. These beta receptors are predominantly found in skin, bone, and cardiovascular tissue, where increased estrogen activity is actually positive and can give us some health benefits, while the beta receptors are low in tissues of the breast and uterine areas, where overexposure to estrogen may be of concern. So these natural phytoestrogens in a woman's diet and found in the phytoestrogen lifetime complex can help keep the byproducts of estrogen metabolism in a healthy balance by blocking estrogens from binding to the cells. And this product can be used starting as early as the teen years through all the phases of a woman's life to complement, you know, definitely eating right and exercising and even hormone therapy. It's ideally formulated to be taken with the bone nutrient complex, the lifelong vitality pack, and then one of my favorite essential oil blends, Clary Calm, which is the monthly blend for women. Clary Calm is a topical blend of essential oils used to balance hormones and manage symptoms of PMS and the transitional phases of menopause. The oils in this blend are clary sage, lavender, bergamot, Roman chamomile, cedarwood, ylang ylang, geranium, fennel, carrot seed, palmarosa, and vitex. It comes in a roller bottle, so it's very easy to apply and provides relief from cramps, nausea, hot flashes, and mood swings, sometimes associated with regular hormone cycles in women. So those are two really good products for women's hormone balance. There's additional just single oils for women's hormone support that are great. Clary sage, coriander, cypress, fennel, geranium, ylang ylang, and then the Whisper blend, which is the women's blend. So all of those would be kind of additional hormone support as well. As far as hormone support for men, it's a much less recognized and talked about issue, although it could be the cause for as many as 30% of male infertility cases. Testosterone, which is the main male hormone, is produced for three main reasons in the body: masculinity, to promote organ growth, and for protein anabolism, which that's the process by which proteins are formed from amino acids. And having low levels of testosterone can cause elevated stress on the whole body, and it may contribute to some of these common symptoms seen as men with hormone imbalance, which would be low libido, erectile dysfunction, infertility, weight gain, loss of muscle mass, hair loss, fatigue, depression, anxiety, and mood swings. And we have a few great essential oils that can be really beneficial in balancing the male hormones. The first one is cypress, which stimulates the function and production of testosterone. It relaxes and repairs nerves that become damaged due to stress. It cleans up the system and balances the breathing cycle, which stimulates blood circulation. Another great one is sandalwood, which relaxes the limbic and nervous system. It works as an aphrodisiac agent, puts the body in a state of repair. And the third one, which a lot of people are surprised to find out, is actually Whisper, which is named as the women's blend, but it has great benefits for men as well. It builds and repairs the male endocrine system. It increases testosterone. It relaxes and repairs nerves that become damaged due to stress and may help calm and relax, relieving feelings of anxiety. What I love about Whisper is that it smells completely different on men than it does on women. I feel like the male body chemistry, it brings out the more woodsy smells, and then on women, it's the more flowery scent. So it's very interesting. If you've never tried comparing that between a man and a woman, that's an interesting difference. And of course, doTERRA has many other oils and products that can also address hormone imbalance issues, but those are kind of some of the top ones that I recommended. And Dr. Hill does have a recorded webinar on women's hormones that is really great. He discusses the phytoestrogen and some other supplements as well, so I'd recommend checking that out for more information. So now I'd like to just move on to the topic of keeping our kids healthy and boosting their immune system. I've got a 4- and 7-year-old with my third baby due in a few weeks, so this is definitely one of the favorite topics of my home. As I began using and researching essential oils, I was shocked to find out that preschool age children are the fastest growing age group being prescribed antidepressants. And most medications prescribed to children on a chronic basis haven't even been tested specifically in kids. So I love to teach parents about prevention and about creating a foundation of health for our children. So so that we can reduce or even eliminate the need for medications in the first place. And of course, a healthy diet, low in processed foods, is key. You know, diet is definitely the true foundation of our health. And we know that, you know, a lot of kids can be picky, or even if they are eating healthy foods and lots of fresh fruits and vegetables, our food is just not as nutritious as it once was. So high-quality supplements are really important in creating that healthy foundation and boosting the immune system. So we have doTERRA's A to Z chewables, which are an excellent option for vitamin and mineral supplement for our kids. They're designed to be taken by children 4 and over, but some adults love them too, who have trouble swallowing pills. I know my husband's always grabbing their vitamins. They are whole food-based, containing a superfood blend that supports overall health and wellness with a balanced blend of essential vitamins and a blend of bioavailable minerals. They help to support healthy cell development, cell function and metabolism, and provide antioxidant protection against free radical damage. And these chewables are specifically formulated to be taken daily with the IQ Mega, which is another product I love giving to my kids. The IQ Mega is an excellent source of omega-3 fatty acids, combined with wild orange essential oil, free of toxins and heavy metals. This comes in a liquid form and promotes healthy cardiovascular, nervous, and immune system function, supports healthy joint function, and healthy function of the brain. It also promotes healthy skin. So these two supplements given to kids daily can really help to create that healthy foundation that they need for overall wellness. And just, you know, supplement any nutrients that they're not getting from their food. As far as daily immune support, we've obviously got the whole line of doTERRA's On Guard products, which are wonderful, very beneficial in giving to our kids to give them that extra boost to keep them healthy. So in our home, we are never without an extra bottle of On Guard essential oil blend. It's probably the one that we use the most in this house. This blend is contains wild orange, clove, cinnamon, eucalyptus, and rosemary. I love applying it to the bottom of my kids' feet at night or first thing in the morning for daily prevention. We use it as a hand sanitizer when we go to the grocery store or other crowded places. And, of course, when anyone does get sick, it's extremely powerful in just supporting the immune system, helping them to fight off what it is they've been exposed to, as well as helping to prevent the rest of the family from getting sick. So it's a great one to diffuse. And the On Guard foaming hand wash is another great product that can keep us healthy. It's free from toxic chemicals that are found in many antibacterial soaps. Very gentle and doesn't dry the skin. And I love that it contains the essential oil blend to keep the family protected throughout the day. And the On Guard cleaner concentrate is another great way to keep your kids healthy, despite reducing many toxins that are found in typical store-bought cleaners and switching to a more natural but extremely effective cleaning product to clean your home. And then the On Guard laundry detergent as well, another, you know, powerful detergent to get your clothes clean without the harmful chemicals. We've got exposure to toxins everywhere we go on a daily basis, which, you know, starts to build up in the body and causes inflammation and all kinds of health issues. And, of course, our children are much more susceptible to the effects of this toxin exposure than we are as adults. So if you can start in your home by eliminating toxins, you know, that's just a great step in improving the health of your children and keeping their immune system strong. Now, obviously, every child has different needs or prefers maybe the scent of some oils over others, but I thought I would just share a few of the ones that I use regularly with my kids as a daily routine of just general health. So this is not really when they're sick. This is just kind of our daily routine to keep them healthy. Balance, the grounding blend, is definitely one of my favorites. This blend contains spruce, hillwood, frankincense, blue tansy, and blue chamomile. I like to apply it to the back of the neck of my kids first thing in the morning to create a sense of calm and well-being. It promotes circulation, supports cellular health, reduces stress to help create feelings of tranquility and balance. It's just a great way to start the day. I feel like we, you know, can get out in the morning with less meltdowns or the kids fighting. It just seems to make the day start a little smoother. I also love citrus oils. I love to diffuse them in the morning for gentle cleansing, mood uplifting, and immune support. And, you know, we've got a lot of options with doTERRA. We've got lemon, lime, wild orange, grapefruit, bergamot, and even the citrus bliss blend. So all of those are great options. It's not recommended for children under 6 to take essential oils internally. So in addition to diffusing, I will apply a citrus oil topically to the bottom of their feet a few times per week, just for cleansing and detoxing benefits. My 7-year-old actually likes to have a drop of lemon in his water occasionally. And when applying topically, you do want to be careful since the citrus oils are photosensitive. You want to apply them in a location that won't be in direct sunlight, which is why the feet are always a great option. If you've got kids who need help with focus and concentration, summer now, but maybe once school starts, you know, late afternoon, they need to do homework, or you just need them to focus on a specific task. I know when I tell my kids to clean their room, they always get distracted. So you can just use peppermint and wild orange, which is a great combination to just boost energy at the same time as improving focus and concentration, maybe help them get the task done a little faster. And then for a little more help with focus, we love Intune. This is the focus blend. It contains amaranth, patchouli, frankincense, lime, ylang-ylang, sandalwood, and Roman chamomile. My 7-year-old loves this before school every morning. He also likes it before karate or other sports practices. The benefits of the blend are enhanced and sustained focus, mental clarity, and increased alertness. So it's great anytime they need to focus their attention on something. It really helps give them a little boost there. And the last one I'll mention that we love specifically at the end of the day, you know, before bedtime, is Serenity. This is the calming blend. It contains lavender, sweet marjoram, Roman chamomile, ylang-ylang, sandalwood, and vanilla. I like to diffuse this or apply it to the kids just before bedtime, help them wind down, promote relaxation, kind of prevents some of that craziness that happens with kids right when they have to go to bed. It helps to reduce stress and calm emotions and just sort of prepares them for a more restful sleep. I feel like it makes bedtime a little bit easier. There are so many products that I love for my kids, but so I just wanted to mention some of the top ones that we use for general health in our home.
Kim, you brought up a number of really good things, and one thing that I definitely stood out for me, it seems like a lot of what you know, and this isn't against anyone who's presented on here before, because we see this trend amongst this group, but it seems like you have a very experiential knowledge of what oils to use when, where, and on your kids and your home and your whatnot. How long have you been with doTERRA? Tell us a little bit more about your background and how you got into this.
So I have been using doTERRA for probably about 2.5 years. Definitely once I had my son, as a lot of moms do, all of a sudden, you know, started to go very natural and, you know, wanted to avoid a lot of toxins for him and would just try a lot of, you know, herbal supplements and things to boost our immune system. But it was never really enough to, you know, when we got sick, it was just sort of, you know, okay, let's just let the cold run its course, you know, good 5 to 7 days later, we'd finally get over it. You know, things would help to maybe boost the immune system a little, but nothing really to, like, help with symptoms and things like that. And, you know, I ended up going to a doTERRA class and, you know, heard all the amazing benefits of essential oils. And it took me a while. I did a lot of research after that for probably a good year. I'm one of the slow ones to join in. But finally, you know, ordered my kit and was just amazed. So that was about 2.5 years ago. And, you know, just continued to research and, you know, had my Modern Essentials book and all the websites and basically just started experimenting with them and using them for everything. And yeah, that's pretty much
a beautiful thing. So 2.5 years, though, and that may sound, to some people, that may sound like a long time. To some people, that may sound like a very short time, because 2.5 years passes fast, especially if you have kids. And
yeah, right.
One thing, you know, who introduced you to doTERRA itself?
I was living in Phoenix at the time and was at a holistic mom meeting where someone was there, and I never got her information or anything, so... she was just doing a short presentation at the Holistic Moms meeting. And
so that was your first introduction. That was your first introduction.
Yes.
It took you about a year to kind of do your research, do your thing, but then you kind of started getting into, you got your first kit. You got started there. And that's obviously what introduced you on this path now and into this group that we have. But then 2.5 years of usage, and you sound like an expert user on this. And so let me ask you, where was the transition? Because obviously now you're a silver. And so it's gone beyond just something that you're using for your family and your home. That's still there. But obviously you're now earning something from this. If you wouldn't mind sharing just briefly what that transition looked like.
Yeah, I think it was probably – I mean, when I got the kit, I had no interest in sharing. You know, it was primarily just for my family. But after probably only a month, I realized, like, oh, yeah, I really, you know, I had a whole list of oils I wanted to order. and realized that at preschool, you know, when Johnny's mom is telling me, oh, he has an ear infection again, you know, I'm like, oh, you know, you should try this oil. And realize I just, you know, like everybody does, you just start talking about it naturally. And then I thought, hey, maybe I could at least earn enough to pay for my own oils. I mean, I was a stay-at-home mom, so, you know, I didn't want my husband to freak out every month when I'm ordering these new products. And so that was my first goal. If I could just at least pay for those new oils I want every month, I would be happy. And then it just, you know, the more I started talking about it, I just, you know, it became like a really big passion and just sort of kept progressing. So
that's beautiful. So how long would you say it's been since that transition? How long has it been since you woke up to the reality that, wow, now that I've been using these, it really is natural and easy to share with other people? How long has it been since that kicked off?
Yeah, that was probably, you know, after maybe a good, like, 4 or 5 months of using them and slowly talking to people. And then, yeah, then I just felt like, you know what, I'm going to pursue this a little bit more. Let me ask you,
not to put you on the spot, not that we should do this, but I'm just saying, if someone had been there to encourage you to do that a little bit faster, to have faith in yourself, have faith in this process, and you could have heard a story just like you're hearing now. Do you think that would have sped up this process?
Oh, probably, yeah. Yeah. I kind of had it in the back of my mind, but at the same time, like a lot of people, you're kind of like, oh, I don't know. I don't know if I can do it, but yeah, definitely.
but you took small steps, small but measured steps, and in a relatively short amount of time, look at all you've produced. You're now at doTERRA Silver, and that's a fantastic thing. And I really appreciate your very experiential approach to the oils. You obviously hit on another one of my keywords, which is that you experimented with them.
Yeah.
And what's beautiful, the word experiment, experience, and expert are really all the exact same word. And so you really are demonstrating expertise because you've had a wide range of experiences with the oil because you were willing to experiment right at the beginning. So thank you. Thank you for once again reminding us that that is the path. It's simply, are we willing to try? Are we open to using these oils? Are we open to learning about them? If we're open to learning about them, are we open to just using them to benefit ourselves and see what the results of those are like firsthand? And then once more, if we continue to do that, we naturally build expertise that helps us to share naturally and elegantly with others what we've experienced. Kim, thank you for the example that you've set. Thank you for the information you've shared here today. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be back on another live call on Wednesday with special training on, again, wellness advocates. What does it mean to be a wellness advocate? What are the tools? What are the systems? What are the things that we need to learn, that we need to do to help us in all that we do in sharing these natural solutions for healthier, empowered living with others? We're very grateful again to everybody for tuning into this edition of Daily Drop Radio. We will see you again on Wednesday. Bye for now. Thanks again, Kim.